The men. Robert, sales. Robert won a scholarship to Northeast Missouri State University, where he was a linebacker on the football team. He grew up in Plano, Texas, and after college went into his father's line of business, branding and promotional packaging. Kevin, law student. Kevin attended the Wharton School for his undergraduate business degree and earned an MBA from Emory. He is currently working toward his law degree at the University of Chicago. He gave up his pursuit of a professional football career when his brother was diagnosed with leukemia and needed a bone marrow transplant from him. He and his brother also founded their own software company. Raj, developer and entrepreneur. Raj grew up in Philadelphia with an Indian father and an Irish mother. A double major in history and economics, he has worked as an investment banker in New York and has developed a successful hotel in Vail, Colorado. Bradford, attorney. Bradford is from a small Massachusetts town. Now a successful lawyer in South Florida, he was raised in a strict Jewish home, where his father was a dentist and his mother was an office manager. Andy, Harvard student and entrepreneur. Born and raised in South Florida, Andy started his own business, JHL Ventures Incorporated, at the age of 14. He started with $500 in seed capital and within 2 years had reached $100,000 in revenue. In 1999, he was a national debate champion, and he now attends Harvard, where he started the Harvard AIDS Coalition. This coalition has grown to over 100 members at Harvard and has spread to 10 universities across the country. Wesley, private wealth management. Wes grew up in Philadelphia between Amish country and the center city. His father is a veterinarian and his mother is a real estate agent. Wes began reading the Wall Street Journal at age 11. Today, he is a Wall Street broker. Kelly, entrepreneur. Kelly graduated from West Point, went to 2 years of Ranger School, served 2 years in the Marines, and then attended UCLA, where he received his MBA and JD simultaneously. He grew up in Lexington, Kentucky, where both his parents worked in real estate. Chris, stockbroker. Raised in New York by his Italian mother, on the wrong side of the tracks, Chris got his first job, a paper route, just so he could leave the yard. He started his own landscaping company at 14 and went on to manage a restaurant. He opened his own stock brokerage 3 years ago. John, marketing director and real estate developer. Originally from the San Francisco Bay Area, John graduated from Cal Berkeley, after which he submitted a business proposal to Reuters magazine and was instantly hired as marketing director. He is currently renovating a building in a prime San Francisco neighborhood into apartments. These are the candidates I met that first day, and I could already tell that it was going to be a fantastic season, maybe even better than the first. After saying goodbye to the candidates, I went back to my office to do some business for a couple of hours, and then it was off to NBC Studios to shoot the promos for the NBC Primetime Preview 2004-2005, known as the Upfronts, coming up next week at Radio City Music Hall. This is a huge 2-hour sales presentation that takes place once a year and generates $2 billion in ad sales. This is Jeff Zucker's forte, and I've learned it's a very important industry event. I was talking to Craig Plestis, a vice president at NBC, on the way over to the studio, and he mentioned Jeff Zucker's reaction to the first episode he saw of The Apprentice when I was still considered a gamble in their eyes. He said Zucker, who was seeing raw footage without music or any embellishments, became mesmerized by what he was watching and said he knew that it was special right then. By the time he saw the boardroom scene, he knew they had a hit on their hands.